Hey, Mark, look, tutorial on finding roommates.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm trying to find a tutorial on something in design, and, man, I just can't look at the books anymore. I gotta go find it online. But that's so hard, man. What do I do?
Well, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about what makes a tutorial something that attracts us and what doesn't. And if you want to learn more about anything, check out all the shows on podbros.com because there's so many great shows with so much information, just like this one. I hope. Welcome to Media Layer Sandwich, episode 35. With us today is Mark Monster from
CrazyMark.com. And by the way, you can check out streaming every Friday night at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And I'm Scotty Maiali, better known as Toden, from Toden.com and YouTube.com/ToadenK. William is not with us today, but he's with us in spirit because
yes,
it's always all about William.
Right there.
.com.
Right there, yes.
Wow, the video, just starting off already. The video is so different from the audio already. So if you are just listening, that's fine. You'll get all the information. If you need to laugh at us in what we call a studio, remember, we are on YouTube, and you can always check out our videos at MediaLitterSandwich.com and PodBros.
Hey, Toden, I got a question for you, man. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm trying to get something done, and I'm trying to find a good how-to. I mean, where do I go? I mean, like, tutorials. Where can I find a good tutorial?
That's a great question, and that's the topic of today because there are so many great tutorials and there are so many bad tutorials and there are so many tutorials. I mean, let's start defining. What do we define as a bad tutorial?
Oh, man, it's where I ask the universe, can I get my life back after watching that? I'm looking for a particular subject, and it doesn't tell me a thing. It just rambles on and on.
Yeah, I totally agree. A bad tutorial is something where the information should be in it, but you find yourself scrolling through the video to find the information. And it really depends what kind of tutorial you're looking at. Now, if you're looking at something in more detail of how to do something with a car and with the correct make and model and they're going through their tools, I mean, that's totally understandable. When I'm looking for how to edit something and the first 5 minutes is why you would use that tool in your editing software, well, of course, I know why I'm going to use that tool or do this thing. I'm looking for how to do it, not why.
It's like skip ahead of the introductions, you know, and get to the point. See, that's the big thing. We love tutorial videos that get to the point. Like, we're looking for how this particular tool will do this or what particular code in web design will do that. Not a long, drawn-out origin of web and when it all started, or the W3. What's the W3 all about? No, we want that one subject in 5 minutes.
Yes. I mean, I understand you can't always get something in a 5 minute tutorial. However, you don't need to spend 5 minutes. If I'm looking something easy, let's say how to create dissolves in Adobe Premiere Pro.
Yes.
I don't need a 5 minute thing of why you should use a dissolve. Obviously, I know why I'm using it. That's why I'm searching. How do I create a dissolve? How do I create a white dissolve? I don't need a 5 minute thing telling me why you should use it or why you should be careful using a wipe. I just need to know how to use a wipe.
So essentially there, Toden, you're looking for a tutorial on a specific subject. How long do you think a tutorial video should be?
As long as it needs to be and no longer, because I don't want to say every video should be less than 30 seconds. I've gotten paid to make tutorial videos that are under a minute long because you just need it straightforward and to the point. However, not every subject is going to be that short. I'm not I look up cooking tutorials, and I'm not expecting to find a cooking tutorial underneath 2 minutes. Yeah. When I look up how to do certain things with a car, I'm not expecting those to be under a couple minutes.
Yeah, it's going to take a while.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's no rule of how long something should be. It's going to be as long as it needs to be.
As long as it sticks to the point, you know, and not like, well, my opinion on this matter is that I find the chiaroscuro in this toolbox with this and that, and using the fade-out meter on this and hither yonder, and padding on your web design should be of this, because this is my personal opinion. Really, we're looking for tutorials without the opinion in there. And the plugs, you'll notice sometimes, Toad, you'll be trying to find your tutorial, and all of a sudden, a good 3/4 of the tutorial is a plug on this guy or girl and what they're doing, and hire me for your job.
Now, you know? I understand if the tutorial is supposed to be doing just that. Okay, now, if you buy my DVD, I will go into more of all these settings over here, but just to get to the point today, we're going to go over here. Okay, putting in your plug. I don't mind that. I've even seen somebody do, he'll have two versions of a tutorial. He'll have the basic version. He'll have the more advanced version. The more advanced version, he sells. The super, super basic version is for free, and it advertises the advanced version. I understand that.
Yeah, that's usually the way things go, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like buying apps online, you know. You get your free app, but in order to get the maximum app, you have to purchase it. It's just like these things in the tutorials you've seen.
Right, and I do use lynda.com. I do use other things. However, you know, lynda.com is a class. Yeah. And I do enjoy it. You know, I want to learn something about a subject, I will take the class. But if I need to learn how to do one thing and it's information I need right now, I'm going to look for a tutorial that tells me that one thing. Now, what about, we talked about this off camera.
Yeah.
What are some things in a tutorial where makes you just want to turn it off and be like, I need to find another one?
Oh, man. I go in there because, you know, you need to zoom in to see what the tutor is doing from time to time, you know?
Right. They're doing a screenshot.
Yeah, screenshot.
But it's not zoomed in.
But no, it's not just that. It's that when you go to zoom in, you can't make it out because they've put up a 480 resolution video on YouTube. Like, come on, peeps, you know, 720p at least.
It's hard enough, like, if we're watching a computer, it's hard enough sometimes with the way the graphic does. I mean, there's some great screen capture software out there. But, yeah, if it's bad quality, or, you know, with me, if they're using a large screen and they're not zooming into their screen capture, you can barely see what's going on. I mean, sometimes people do this by mistake. I've done it by mistake by not zooming in. But what I do is I also then I start highlighting things and I'm also talking about it in a voiceover. So there are ways to curve things. One of the things that gets me is when there is no voiceover, when all it is that cursor moving around and there's music. Sometimes they'll put in writing, but I don't want to read it. If I just want to read it, I'd be looking at a how-to website, not a video tutorial. A video tutorial, I need to hear those words, because often I am doing it in my own program while I'm listening to it.
Yes, but here's the one thing that really gets me also, and there's many things that get me, but here's another one. It's when the guy or gal who's conducting the tutorial, they have to all of a sudden go, oh, wait, that's not the one. Okay, let's back up another step. And they start doing it several times during their video, when all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute, I need to find the easiest route, you know, from A through F, not to go to T and come back to B, and I made a mistake and did that. You know, this is a message to all you out there who's creating a tutorial video. Rehearse it first to make sure you got it down, then record it.
You are allowed to edit. You're allowed to edit. And, you know, I totally understand when you're like, okay, there's three ways to do this. I'm going to show you all three ways. You know, I totally understand that. Or, you know, especially when he goes, there's three ways to do it. Let me tell you, the first way is going to be demonstrating this type, and then this type, and this type. Some, you know, and it probably better if it's for YouTube. It's better just to make three. If there are three very distinctive types of ways to do it with actual names, like they're, you know, this type's called this, this type's called that. Yeah. Make three different tutorials. And you could reference this. Today I'm teaching this type. I do have tutorials, or I'm working on tutorials on this type and this type. So if you're a beginner, I recommend this type. Or if you've done this a bunch of times, you want to try something new, try these.
Because, I mean, in Adobe, you know, there are many different ways to get to your destination.
Right, but they're not all with a particular name. Yeah. So there's a lot of leeway here. So if you're like, hey, look, I can do this on Adobe Premiere in three ways, let me show you the easiest way, then let me show you the way that I do it. And I will explain why I do it that way. But first, let's just show you the super basic one.
And let's make sure you know how to do it, too, instead of, like, holding you up and like, wait, at this next intersection, turn left. Oh, wait, there's a fork in the road. Let's take the center one. Right. Oh, no, we have five choices. Which one do you want?
I'm sorry that I left this on my desktop. Let me move this.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, excuse me. My dog's at the door. Let me let my dog outside.
And then you're waiting.
That happens. I've seen tutorials like that.
And then it just, like, the time just goes by and there's nothing, right?
Yeah, they actually get up and let their dog outside. I've seen vlogs like this.
I've seen that too, also. I used to search for tutorials online forever and a day for the web, because I used to work with this group, and they said, okay, we're going to start off here, and we need you to build the site. And I'd be like, okay, HTML, let's go to this site. And I would go through dozens of tutorial videos, and half of which really should have been thrown down the garbage. Now, there's some, I'll tell you what, my hat goes off to some of those tutors who create tutorials out there who are actually kids. I have happened upon some tutorials that are quick and to the point, and then all of a sudden, you hear in the background, you hear this kid's voice, and you go, da, 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 well, you go to this button right here. And I'm watching it here. It's a quick video, and it sounds like a Mentos swimming pool kid, okay? That thing, that video I saw, it sounds like that. And it actually does in 3 minutes what other videos would take 10 years to do. And so my hat goes off to all those kids out there who create successful tutorial videos.
Yes, if you want to really learn about a subject, make a tutorial video, and you will realize, oh man, there's something I don't know about this. And you will learn so much more. I think making a tutorial is a must for anybody that is in a creative field. Even if nobody sees it, or if you're just going through the motions and acting like you're teaching somebody,
yeah,
you will learn something while you go through these motions. It is a very worthwhile experience.
See, the cool thing is, too, when you happen upon these tutorials that are created by kids, it's so funny. They'll be showing you through the process, but they're also, like, humming the theme to, like, Dragon Ball Z in the background, or like Power Rangers. Da, 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 da. Oh, yeah, push that button there. Da, 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 da. So you get a soundtrack with kids also, which is cool. So, honestly, again, my hat's off to all you computer genius kids out there creating tutorials.
Yeah. Oh, they're so amazing. And we got to talk about the trolls. There are... Sometimes you don't realize it until you get to the middle or to the end. This is... It's bad because it makes it so you have to watch an entire video, a tutorial, before you start going through the motion.
Is this like those spam videos where it's like weight loss, learn now and follow our method, and you keep clicking and clicking and clicking?
Oh no, I'm not talking about those.
How to talk to women.
I'm not talking about those, because those aren't usually the ones you're looking for
in
the first place. Yeah, those are, let's put all the advertisements to the side. There are troll videos just to be troll videos. Like how to do this. And then they like how to use your wired headphones in your new iPhone. First, you drill a hole right here.
So then they show you all this BS then.
Right. And there are some troll videos that are doing some things right, and they do a couple things wrong just to see if people do it.
Oh, so they're getting you to go out and ruin your gear just at the expense of a laugh.
So, right. And a lot of them are made to be funny. And you can tell, like, obviously, you're going to be like, I'm not drilling a hole in my phone. And you know for a fact it's funny. Okay. I saw another one where a guy's like, how to clean your super expensive lenses. And he's showing, like, these thousands of dollar lenses. And he's, like, hosing them off with an actual hose, okay, and tossing them, okay, in the ocean because they're already destroyed.
Toden, this message goes out to what we're talking about right now, mm-hmm, goes out to all of you out there 50 plus, okay, in the 50 plus crowd. Be careful of these troll videos. Don't do what they're showing you. You do not clean off $3,000 lenses with a garden hose.
If it feels wrong, if it sounds wrong, it's probably wrong. And you can always double check with other tutorials, especially if they're basic things. You can always double check with other videos.
Yeah, that's right, Santa Claus. You heard us right. Ask questions first. Don't do it just because you saw it online.
Now, I admit when my some of these troll videos are kind of a guilty pleasure of mine.
Okay, which ones? These troll videos?
I'm not going to say any names, but there is one particular creator that makes, he'll be like, how to do your laundry or how to clip your fingernails. You know, basic things.
Well, does he use like power drills and...
It usually ends up with him break, like, I think he did one how to load a dishwasher, and he loaded the dishwasher. Then he threw bricks at it, and he ended up... and I think he whacked it with a sledgehammer. And some reason always ends up with him throwing food everywhere.
See, now that's troll videos that I get into. Now that'd be the winner, you know. You know that's not reality, but it is in that kind of crazy twisted sense.
Oh, man, and I'm telling you, they have a twisted sense of humor because some of the noises he makes are... It goes to a weird place.
Now, can I ask you there, Toden, do these videos have anything mentioned in the tags... parody or comedy or anything like that?
Okay, so on YouTube, you could no longer see the tags unless you have certain plugins, which I do have those plugins.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter because you don't actually see it. But in the description and in the title, it does not say parodies.
Okay, okay.
So it'll say how to do this. That's why you have to watch it first. And it's pretty obvious once this one creator I have in mind, I seen one of his videos where he actually did the thing he said he was going to show you how to do. And he did not do any voiceovers, which is a pet peeve of mine. Because I like them saying the instructions why they're doing it.
Yeah.
And so he did the thing and then he just completely ruins it.
Oh, man.
That was probably one of this creator's funniest videos.
But see, there you go. A lot of it's up there for entertainment, and that's a good thing. But as long as you can distinguish between entertainment and fantasy and mm-hmm. destroying your gear between, you know, reality and using your gear correctly, you know, then you can, that's a tutorial video that makes between comedy and tutorial.
Right. I did a review. This is going back years ago. I did a review on my Kickstarter edition of a Pebble watch. Now, this is the first quote-unquote smartwatch that's ever came out. And so I was comparing it to my other smartwatch, which was my old smartphone with gaff tape over the face of it and on my wrist. This is obviously a troll. It was a joke.
Like, it was kind of like this, right, in a way. Yeah.
Actually, it was the long ways. It was the other way.
So you had it like that way.
So it was very obviously a joke. And I actually got comments asking, I wish he would have displayed his homemade smartwatch more because it looks like he had more face room. And I don't know if those comments were all jokes or serious.
So you had the tape running across the top, like right there, and then under your wrist.
Like,
and
no effort on it. I just taped it to my wrist. Okay, so wrapping up. Tutorials. What we like, and of course this might not be everybody, because everyone learns differently. You know, some people like that 5-minute intro. We personally do not. Our thing is Be straight and to the point.
Get in and get out, man. It's recon.
Talk to us. Don't just play, you know, I don't like these videos that just show you something and play music. It seems like you're just trying to push it out as fast as you can. And that comes off spammy to me because there's so many videos like that. Like something just comes off, just came out. So they do it real quick, you know, screen capture it, and then they put out as fast as they possible. So there's no actual real instructions. And then, of course, watch the video before you go through it. I know you're looking up the tutorial because you need to know this now. I understand that. I've been in that position many times.
For every one great video, you're going to go through 10 lousy waste of time that'll make you tear your hair out.
Yes. So, yes, if you think you found the tutorial you need, watch it all the way through first. And then go through the motions.
And also, one other thing here. If you do find that tutorial that you like, be sure to subscribe to them and also drop a message saying, hey, you know, this is a great tutorial. Thank you.
Yes. Positive feedback means there's a better possibility that they'll keep making tutorials. You know, just like this. If you leave us positive feedback, maybe we'll keep making videos and audio podcasts.
And looky here, we could even bring in our extra guests here on the side over here. And
again, yes, for those audio listeners, we are pointing around our table. We've had several guests recently in the past couple weeks. We had Dave Herndon recently. Yes. We had our friend Carl.
Oh, yeah.
Next week, we will have, or we're scheduled to have, an artist that I've known most of my life. He's actually created the first airbrush Silver Surfer poster.
Oh, yeah. I can tune in for that.
Hopefully, he'll be here next week. And if you want to meet us, we're at a ton of cons. We're going to be at the Adrian
Comic Con. That's going to be April the 8th. I believe it's on a Saturday. Yes. Mm-hmm. There's also the BolaCon, which is July 13th, 14th, and 15th over at Woodland Lanes in Livonia.
And before that is PenguinCon in Southfield, Michigan. It's April 30th. We're all going to be there that Sunday. We're scheduled for that Sunday. I highly recommend getting a ticket for that whole weekend because we will be around most of the weekend. I think you have another panel that Saturday with me. If you can be there, I'm doing panels all weekend.
Yeah, just gotta let y'all know about.
And then there was the April after PenguinCon. You were saying BolaCon.
I already told you about BolaCon.
That's July 14th,
13th, 14th, and 15th.
And on that 14th after BolaCon, we'll be at Motor City Steampunk. We'll be there at 8 o'clock. That's another great con. BolaCon's great because it's $10 bowl all day. And then Motor City Steampunk is an all weekend thing.
Oh man,
it's fantastic!
Yeah, great
too.
Weekend. Great weekend for things going on, man.
And we probably have something more after that.
Looking ahead, way ahead into the future here. Just so everybody knows, there's going to be a Saginaw Bay Comic Con coming up on November 4th, 2017. Over at the college there, the home of the Cardinals. I don't have the information right in front of me just now, but it's all being finalized. And it is, again, happening. Saginaw Bay Comic Con, November 4th, 2017. So check it out at yourcomiccon.com.
All the dates we just mentioned are 2017. So thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. If you need to go over any of these dates, you can always go to MediaLayerSandwich.com/events. Those dates will be there. And you can also find additional dates to find Mark at
CrazyMark.com.
And you can find the same thing at my website, Toden.com. And you can see this video and more videos at YouTube.com/ToadenK. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And I hope you enjoyed our discussion.
Cheerio.